Watch, leftist senator tackled by police while disrupting women's rights protest. By Kurt Zindelka on March 24, 2023. Australia's political stunt machine, leftist senator Lydia Thorpe was filmed being attacked by police in Canberra on Tuesday after she forcibly tried to disrupt a pro-women demonstration. At a Let Women Speak protest outside the Australian Parliament building in Canberra hosted by British women's rights activist and prominent critic of the transgenderism movement, Kelly J. Keene, independent Senator Lydia Thorpe tried to bust her way through the police line to disrupt the speech of the women's rights activist. The former Green Party senator, draped in the Aboriginal flag, was then tackled by police and was forced to crawl on her knees back to the group of pro-trans counter-protesters. In comments reported by the Daily Mail Australia, the radical leftist politician said, "We do not tolerate this kind of filth being on Gunawal and Gambri country, let alone the Nazi support that these people have. They are racist, they are homophobic, they are destroying people's lives. This country should be ashamed that they even let people like this into this country," Thorpe added. For her part, Kelly J. Keene, also known as Posey Parker, said, "We came here to let women speak and we also came to Australia to show the people just exactly what happens when women try to speak about our rights and safeguarding children, and I think we've done it. It doesn't matter what the trans activists say. It doesn't matter how badly behaved they were, they just prove our point." The activist will next travel to New Zealand to continue her call against biological males being allowed into women's spaces and against pushing dubious transgender medical theories and life-altering procedures upon children. Thorpe, who left the Greens Party in February over a dispute about the controversial move to codify the so-called Indigenous voice to Parliament written into the Constitution and the establishment of a permanent First Nations People Advisory Board to the government, has a long history of grabbing headlines with political stunts. The Aboriginal senator caused international outrage last year during a senatorial swearing-in ceremony to use the platform to brand Queen Elizabeth II, just over a month before the monarch's death, a colonizer while raising the Black Power fist. After the Queen died, Thorpe participated in another protest against the monarchy, this time one using vandalism in downtown Melbourne. The protesters hadn't done their homework, however, and accidentally smeared the wrong building in fake blood. Thorpe, who has previously described herself as coming from a long line of strong black women, also drew controversy for seemingly defending protesters for setting the old Parliament building in Canberra on fire. "Seems like the colonial system is burning down. Happy New Year, everyone," she wrote. More recently, at Sydney's LGBTQ-themed Mardi Gras parade last month, Thorpe disrupted the proceeding as she confronted the float for the Australian Federal Police, screaming "Fuck the police!" The leftist senator then went on to lay on the ground in front of the police float, forcing the entire parade to stop. After the incident, Thorpe defended her actions, writing on social media, "Black and brown trans women started the first Pride March as a protest against police violence. Today, we still face violence from police. Proud to have joined the Pride and protest float in Sydney to say it #NoPrideInGenocide, #NoPrideInPrisons, and #NoCopsInPride." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.